is over Coatl is that if you unexpectedly need to order an extra pint of milk tomorrow, you probably should have started writing the note for the milkman last month. Tesumen are the only people who beat themselves to death with their own suicide notes. It was late afternoon by the time the chariots trotted into the slab city around the largest pyramid between lines of cheering
Tesumen. "This is more like it," said Eric, graciously acknowledging the cheers. "They're very pleased to see us."
"Yes," said Rincewind gloomily. "I wonder why."
"Well, because I'm the new ruler, of course."
Rincewind glanced sidelong at the parrot, who had been unnaturally silent for some time and was now cowering up against his ear like an elderly spinster in a strip club. It was having serious thoughts about the exquisite feather headdresses.
"Wash name bastards," it croaked. "Any wash name lays a hand on me, and that wash name is minus one finger, I'm telling you."
"There's something not right about this," said Rincewind.
"What's that?" said the parrot.
"Everything."
"I'm telling you, one feather out of place."
Rincewind wasn't used to people being pleased to see him. It was unnatural and boded no good. These people were not only cheering, they were throwing flowers and hats. The hats were made out of stone, but the thought was there. Rincewind thought they were rather odd hats. They didn't have crowns. They were, in fact, mere discs with holes in the middle. The procession trotted up the wide avenues of the city to a cluster of buildings at the foot of the pyramid, where another group of civic dignitaries was waiting for them. They were wearing lots of jewellery. It was all basically the same. There are quite a lot of uses to which you can put a stone disc with a hole in the middle, and the Tesumen had explored all but one of them. More important, though, were the boxes and boxes of treasure stacked in front of them. They were stuffed with jewels. Eric's eyes widened.
"That tribute," he said.
Rincewind gave up. It really was working. He didn't know how. He didn't know why. But at last, it was all going right. The setting sun glinted off a dozen fortunes. Of course, it belonged to Eric, presumably, but maybe there was enough for him, too. "Naturally," he said weakly. "What else did you expect?" And there was feasting, and long speeches that Rincewind couldn't understand, but which were punctuated with cheers and nods and bows in Eric's direction. And there were long recitals of Tesumen music, which sounds like someone clearing a particularly difficult nostril. Rincewind left Eric sitting proudly enthroned in the firelight and wandered disconsolately across to the pyramid.
"I was enjoying the wash name," said the parrot reproachfully.
"I can't settle down," said Rincewind. "I'm sorry, but this sort of thing has never happened to me before, all the jewels and things. Everything going as expected. It's not right." He looked up the monstrous face of the steep pyramid, red and flickering in the firelight. Every huge block was carved with a bas-relief of Tesumen doing terribly inventive things to their enemies. It suggested that the Tesumen, whatever sterling qualities they possessed, were not traditionally inclined to welcome perfect strangers and heap them with jewels. The overall effect of the great heap of carvings was very artistic. It was just the details that were horrible. While working his way along the wall, he came to a huge door, which artistically portrayed a group of prisoners apparently being given a complete medical check-up. Well, from a distance it did, anyway. Close to? No. It opened into a short, torch-lit tunnel. Rincewind took a few steps along it, telling himself he could always hurry out again, and came out into a lofty space which occupied most of the inside of the pyramid. There were more torches all around the walls, which illuminated everything quite well. That wasn't really welcome, because what they mainly illuminated was a giant-sized statue of Quez Overcoatl, the feathered boa. If you had to be in a room with that statue, you'd prefer it to be pitch dark. Or, then again, perhaps not. A better option would be to put the thing in a darkened room while you had insomnia 1,000 miles away, trying to forget what it looked like. "It's just a statue," Rincewind told himself. "It's not real. They just used their imagination, that's all."
"What the wash name is it?" said the parrot.
"It's their god."
"Get away!"
"No, really. It's Quez Overcoatl. Half man, half chicken, half jaguar, half serpent, half scorpion and half mad." The parrot's beak moved as it worked this out.
"That makes a wash name total of 3 homicidal maniacs!"